For Star News, I'm Alexander Jones. I'm joined today by four Egyptian revolutionaries. Each of them took part in the protests last year which led to the ousting of President Hosni Mubarak on the 11th of February 2011. To start with, I'm joined by Rana Sharif Mustafa. Rana participated with her family in the Tahrir Square protests and is now the Vice President of Ain Sham University's Student Union. Rana, thank you for speaking to Star.
Thank you.
I would like to begin by looking at the post-revolutionary future for Egypt. So, do you think that Egyptian students will ever lead another revolution?
Of course, if the revolution is not on the track, we can lead it again, because we were on the first line of revolution, the last revolution of 25th of January. So we can do it again and again and again until we get our goals of the revolution, of course. So we are very...
And if the result of the election is a candidate coming through who you don't agree with, who you personally disagree with some of their political views, will you accept that as a consequence of democracy and move to a peaceful outcome?
Of course, because the elections comes with the one who have the most voices, so we have to agree with it because it's a democracy. So if people choose, we have to respect it.
And what do you see the Egyptian Student Union's main goal being now in the aftermath of the revolution?
Well, we are now fighting for our rights inside the Student Union and the rights of the students more, and we are getting somewhere. And of course, we are participating in the societies and political life outside the university, because we students are a small part of the society. So we are inside the university and outside the university fighting for our rights as students and as the Egyptian people.
When you personally saw the start of the protests last year, when you saw the crowds building, did you have any reservations about joining them, about taking part? In particular, did you have any fears for your own safety?
Actually, I have been 22 years, I'm 22 years now, since I'm starting to understand what is going around. I was against the regime because I don't find them giving us rights or giving us like bread, social justice. So I'm against them since the birth, if I want to say. So no, I don't have reservation for the revolution. And when 25th of January, I have an exam in 27th, so I didn't realize that that's the revolution. But 28th, I just put the coat on the pajama, you know, and run in the street going with the revolution. So no, I didn't have revolution. I just, yeah, that's the revolution, then I'm going.
At what point did you realize it was no longer a protest and it was actually a revolution?
The 28th of January, it was the masses going to the streets. Then we realized that the revolution. No protesting. Protesting was the 25th of January, like 100,000 people were there. But I have exams, and most students have exams, so we are studying in home. But 28th, we just, after the Friday prayer, all of us just went to the street and know that it's our revolution after 30 years of the old regime.
You said that all your life you had disagreed with the Mubarak regime's policies. Did you do anything to actively oppose them before January of 2011?
Actually, yes. I tried to get in the student union, I got in the student union, but they didn't let me to have a higher position or leader position than student union, because I just was fighting against them. But I tried to change from inside, because in the student union you have some power. So I tried to stand that and make some activities and awareness campaigns to the students so that they know what is going on around them. And we, to a little extent, succeed in that. And the revolution comes and we all now free.
The history of the Egyptian Students' Union is a particularly militant one. Are you proud of that militant history?
Actually, before the revolution, the student movement weren't strong, but there were activists inside the universities that were working against the regime, and some people inside the union, student union, were against the regime. But it wasn't a strong movement until the revolution comes. It's now very strong.
For you personally, you were involved in the protests in Tahrir Square. What was it like for you being amongst the crowd there? What were the emotions you were feeling at the time?
We just felt like we are at home in the Tahrir Square with my brothers and sisters, and we were like the Utopia, if you know it, the Utopia. It's like the perfect city. And we are treating each other very good, and we have the same hope and same dream of freedom and social justice. So it was like a dream for 18 days that we are in the same Tahrir Square fighting for our rights. So it was indescribable.
As a woman, you were there protesting alongside the men in the country of Egypt that is still a very conservative culture, still nowhere near equality, nothing like we would have in this country. For you, how did that make a difference to the protests? How does that still affect your life?
Well, as I said, it was like Utopia, the perfect city. So we all Egyptians, not women and men in there, because the Tahrir Square is like split, not splitted to women and men. We were just one body fighting for his freedom and the rights. So no, there was no like inequality in that time. But you, yes, it's a conservative society. But we are starting to get the women the rights. But equality is there. But it's our culture after all.
It was in the news the other day that only 13 of the 23 candidates who have applied to stand in the presidential election have been accepted. Do you view that as a success?
It's success for what?
a success for the revolution.
The 13 of what?
The 23 candidates who applied, only 13 were accepted. Do you think that's a reasonable outcome? Is that something that you would have hoped for from the revolution?
The presidential candidates?
Yeah.
I was supporting someone of the one who were banned and he's gone now. The committee has some of the old regime, the committee of the elections. So really, I don't trust that committee. So, but that there are candidates from the old regime. So I'm happy that they are out now. But there are still some in the candidates are from the old regime of Mubarak. So we hope that people realize that we have to choose the one who will lead our revolution to its goal.
And finally, you said that if necessary, you'll hold another revolution, you'll do it all again. Do you feel hopeful about the prospects for Egypt? Do you feel that this is going to lead to a positive outcome?
If the president came, the president election came well, and the president is a revolution guy, then yeah, we will support him and we after him to build our Egypt towards the goals we hope for. But if the outcomes, we will wait for a while, of course. But if the president didn't lead our revolution, we will go to streets again and fight for our rights.
Rana, thank you very much for speaking to Star.
Thank you for you.